Today I want to talk about eras. And I'm not talking about the Equal Rights Amendment or the earned run average. I want to talk about time. An era in time is a period of history with a particular feature or characteristics. Right now, Crosswinds is at the end of an era. For us living in Minnesota, you might recognize this guy. He's Bud Grant. He was the coach of the Minnesota Vikings for many years. And if you're a fan of that other team to the east of us across the river, you might know this guy. He was also kind of famous, and they named a trophy after him. It's said that when an era ends, it's often sad, and we get nostalgic when reflecting on the time that has passed. Often, an era ends because of a significant event, action, or decision. Crosswinds is now experiencing the end of an era. Pastor Mike Dierdall and Pastor Rachel Devereaux are leaving Crosswinds and going on to other things. Now, many years ago, Pastor Mike joined Crosswinds at a very tumultuous time where there was a lot of conflict, a lot of anger, and a lot of hurt. There were events going on that affected the entire congregation. Mike came in, and through his leadership, he started to help us heal. And over the years, we have healed. And a lot of that is because of the actions that we took with Mike. Pastor Rachel has taught, counseled, laughed, and cried with a generation of our children. Through her youth activities and Wednesday night meetings, she has shown our children the love of God and has shown them that he cares for them and is patient with them. She has shown them what it means to have a relationship with Jesus. Sometimes change is difficult, but change is necessary. You may be familiar with a quote of one Greek philosopher, Heraclitus: the only constant in life is change. Change is part of human nature. We need change to live and grow. Be assured, though, that change is not in God's nature. God's steadfast love is mentioned 196 times in the Bible. God's steadfast love is firm in belief, determination, and is immovable, not subject to change, not a whim, never ending. Throughout all ages, all eras, and all times, God's love for us endures. God's love is unconditional. We don't earn it. We don't lose it. It is always there like a warm blanket on a cold night, a hug after a tough day, a reassuring smile when we feel uncertain. We are his children. We are his now and forever. I'm very grateful to be delivering today's message. I have one foot in the Mike and Rachel era, and I have one foot in the new era. I get the joy of talking about this important transition. We have said our goodbyes and our thank yous to Pastor Mike and Rachel for their time leading and guiding us. They are now and always will be loved by a grateful congregation and a church family. Now, next week, Pastor Stina will start her era at Crosswinds with the first of what I'm sure is going to be many messages over the coming years. Pastor Stina, we have been introduced to you over the past few weeks through a series of interview videos. Now, let me introduce us to you. We are a very diverse church family. We are the siblings that smile and embrace every time we see each other. We are the cousins that see each other occasionally when our parents meet for coffee. We are the odds and ends of the family that cook together, and we wonder what's going on. We are the smart aleck uncle telling bad jokes in the living room, making all the kids laugh. We fit in. We look at things from the outside. We're curious. We're confused. We're lost. We're firm in our beliefs, and we're full of doubt. We're worriers, We're caregivers. We're going through changes in our lives. We're trying to make sense of it all. And we're challenged by a life in a pandemic. We are at different points in our paths along our path with the Lord, but often we come together to share His love, His message, and a communion with others who share our beliefs. We may not know each other well yet, but we will get to know each other over the years as we work together. You are joining quite a list of pastors whom we have loved here at Crosswinds. Pastor Dan Johnson, Pastor Janine Alexander, and Pastors Mike and Rachel. We will laugh together. We will cry together. We'll smile together and we'll share some quiet moments together. This is your beginning at Crosswinds. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Pastor Stina Copps to Crosswinds at the start of her era.